Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-0 victory over Progress Niederkorn tonight in the Europa League qualifier round 2, leg 1. You'll also notice there's a slight change to tonight. I've put this out on the main podcast stream as well, so just trying this out just to see how that works instead of just being a YouTube exclusive, so we'll see how that goes. Thankfully, it wasn't a repeat of the last time we met them anyway. The only thing, certainly we dominated that game. The only thing I can say is it was only 2-0, and that's the only disappointing thing you could really argue about that, is it really should have been more, and obviously with Tavernier missing a penalty as well, it should have been 3, but, you know, certainly it was a very, very good performance. Niederkorn, they did have a couple of fleeting chances, one where McGregor had to have a good save, but on the whole, they kind of had 11 men behind the ball most of the time, tried to get us in the break, and really never succeeded. But certainly in the first half, it was a very comfortable half. Progress, as I said, largely playing with 11 behind the ball. They were trying to hit on the break, which they'd done about twice in the first half, but they never really came to anything. We dominated for the first half from start to finish, and to be honest, we didn't really seem to get out of second gear. And I think that was maybe the problem, is that kind of contributed to really the lack of anything clear cut. We certainly did have chances in terms of a few dangerous crosses, and I think it was more maybe flapping from the defence and indecision. Same with the keeper as well, he seemed a wee bit hesitant sometimes about what to do with the crosses. I mean, certainly Tavernier was putting them in deep and it was causing a few issues, but again, nothing clear cut that was forcing the keeper to make any outstanding saves. But as I said, certainly Progress never really threatened us at all. They had a couple of breaks up the park, but always kind of dealt with very, very easily in the end. We got our goal though on the 19th minute with Aribo scoring. Good build up play, working the ball into the middle. Arfield passes to Aribo, who picks up the ball, drops the shoulder to round the player, and hits a great place shot with his left peg into the bottom left corner from about 19 yards. Really good goal, and another player who seems to want to shoot, which was really good, and he's got the ability to bend shots as well, which is brilliant. One of our big things last year was the lack of ability to shoot, but when you've got people wanting to do it and willing to do it and who've got the technique to try it as well, it can only be good for our team. That's a few good shots we've had now in terms of goals made from them, so it's certainly good to see. As I said, we dominated the rest of the half, a few, you know, chances here and there, and you know, you've got to be comfortable with that, with Progress not really threatening at all. Into the second half, it was really more of the same. I would say we probably were still in second gear, maybe going to slightly third gear in the second half. I don't think we overexerted ourselves, to be honest. I think there was a good few more levels there, but you've got to obviously remember we're still only, you know, very early into our season now. It's still technically pre-season almost, you know, for anybody not involved in Europe anyway. So, you know, there's still a lot more to see from our team, and when you look at the players that were either on the bench or not even involved, it's actually quite frightening, the some of the quality we've got. But certainly, we got our second goal on the 52nd minute. The preamble to this was the ball was in from the right. It falls to Arfield on the left of the box. He got a shot off, but the keeper had to rush out and make a block. Ball comes back out to us, and it was played in and around the box. The shot eventually got off, and it was deflected out for the corner. The corner was quite a fairly short one. It was out to Ojo on the edge of the box, right in the corner of the box. He took his time with it, switched feet, and then with a great shot into the bottom right hand corner, it went past the keeper. Really outstanding shot I felt there as well. Once again, somebody willing to take a shot and has the technique to do it. So always looking good, and we were, you know, again all dominant. As I said, Tavernier missed a penalty, and that all started from on the 67th minute. Jones took the ball forward. He had just came on for Arfield. He went on a charging run down the left towards goal, got in the box, and he was taken out by the defender. No attempt to play the ball whatsoever there. Up steps Tavernier a couple of minutes later, once everything had been sorted out. You know, Tavernier, you know what he's like with penalties. It's almost a sticking to go in. You can't really say it was a good penalty, because any good penalty should really hit the target, but he hit the post, the inside of the post, and it travelled back out. a bit unsure whether the legality of the penalty as well, considering that the keeper was dancing about and moving along his line as he was about to take it. So I felt under the new rules that wasn't allowed, but you know, Tavernier did seem to pause to see if the referee was going to take action on it, but he never did, and then he eventually taking the penalty and missed it. So I don't know if that played in his mind or not, but you know, it's consistency of the rules, you know, or not, as it may be, but we'll let that one go. Progress had a couple of chances going up front, but it was snuffed out before any real danger came to it. The one, probably the best chance they had, was on the 78th minute, and it was a quick break from them up the park, and it left Tavernier running with the attacker. He managed to keep up with him, and he also managed to put a good foot in when he was just inside the box, and I think that put the player off enough. He did have a shot, but McGregor had closed the angle down by this point and came charging out and managed to make the save with his feet. So, you know, they still certainly showed a wee bit of danger on times, but, you know, that was the closest they came all night. Progress did get a player sent off for his second yellow card late onto the game. It was in the 87th minute. The ball got played up from our defence, and Defoe came on shortly before, and they got Defoe in a headlock, and he tried to drag him down, and just stupidity from the player, and what else can you say? Certainly, towards the end of the half, we did have a few good chances, and we really tested the keeper, or it was a few dipping shots. There was, again, more crosses that caused them issues, and you know, I would argue that if it wasn't for their keeper, it would have been 3-4-5 tonight, but certainly we only managed to get the two, and you know, you've got to be happy with it. You know, we never conceded any away goals, but I think the danger still is there for the second leg, where Progress need to come out, and certainly when they did break forward, you know, on the rare occasion, you know, they were quite quick and they managed to get the ball up to our box, but fortunately our defence was switched on enough, so it's something to watch out for. Hopefully it's not a banana skin. If we get one goal, you know, largely it's game over, so let's hope that that's the case anyway, and we don't have a repeat of what happened in the second leg of the qualifier the last time we played them. So the next game we've got is obviously Derby County on Sunday, and then obviously we're playing next week in the next round of the qualifier. So as ever, if you want to check us out on all of our media sites, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you've got all the links to our stuff there. So thanks for listening, and bye.